Jalen Jacoby is brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven.
And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
Dope.
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together, we are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
Give the people what they want.
Exclusive edition of Jalen and Jacoby. We always want to give you a dope pod to step to, and especially over the weekend while you are watching NBA playoffs, mowing the lawn, cleaning out the garage, partying, doing whatever you got to do, driving around. We have a full Chris Bosh interview later on in the show, but I want to talk about the Clippers. Because we were talking about the Clippers, and you said, make sure you talk about that on the pod exclusive. What did you want to say as the Clippers, when you listen to this, may be headed toward Game 7 or maybe headed to the offseason?
So basketball in Los Angeles, let's not ignore LeBron's first year. He dealt with some injuries, and they didn't make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
The second year, they won the championship.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to diminish it because they were in the bubble. I can make arguments both ways to why winning it.
That's
in that bubble,
no asterisk,
was an amazing achievement. And then this year, they lose in the first round. The Clippers, they add AD and Paul George. They also lose last year.
Kawhi and Paul George.
They also lose last year after being up 3-1 against the Nuggets.
Unceremoniously.
So how about this? When those two dynamic duels were formed, who would have thought a couple of years later they would not have faced each other in the playoffs yet?
When you're listening to this pod, they could both be eliminated in the first round. Didn't you think there's going to be like a 3-4 year rivalry thing?
And so each of these situations are different. For the Lakers, they're going to do what they do. They're done trying to build through the draft. I think the guys they use in their rotation are probably Kuzma, Caruso, and Tucker. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if
they're the guys they're stuck with. Oh, the
guys in their rotation that they've drafted.
I did some research. Beyond AD and LeBron, they have Kuz, KCP, Gasol, and Montrezl Harrell has a player option. Outside of that, everyone else is gone.
I love you. You don't listen to me. I was talking about the people that they drafted. They didn't draft KCP or Gasol.
No.
What I was saying about the Lakers' philosophy is what they're going to now do is what we saw with Andre Drummond, Wesley Matthews. They're going to just try to continue to add vets to go around AD and LeBron because they'll be there. Frank Vogel will still be there. Rob Pelinka will still be there. I think deeper into the roster is where they're going to try to make change. But there isn't a lot of change to make. Here's what they got to decide. If they're going to sign and trade Schroeder or not. It was disturbing to Laker brass that he took his Lakers PG off of his IG page prior to a closeout game.
Mm.
Especially when he got offered an $80 million deal that he turned down.
Well, wait, I'm sorry. The game before he did that, what was his stat line?
Zero.
0-9.
0-9.
Mm.
Well, he did it. He had turned it down earlier in the year. But the thing is, they now have his bird rights. That's why you want to trade for him, because you hope that either you can keep him or sign and trade him because you could, in theory, pay him the most money. So that's the move, and that's the position I'm going to be looking at. Watch you hear Kyle Lowry's name be thrown around again.
Yep.
As a potential player to play for the Lakers. But I just think health is their thing. They're going to always reach deep into their pockets, pay the luxury tax if they have to, and put a squad around AD and LeBron. The Clippers are different. The Clippers don't have a lead guard. I've been saying this, came through the door, said this before. Like, it's great if you could play the game of operation. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna do that on Countdown tonight. May I play the game of operation? Okay. We'll give the point guard for the Clippers Rondo's leadership and brain. We'll give them Reggie Jackson's confidence offensively. We'll give them
Lukanar shot making.
Mm-hmm. Right? And then we'll give them man's athleticism.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Don't forget Pat Bev's defense.
And last but not least, Pat Bev's defense. That's one guard. The problem is that's five different people.
Yeah.
And so when you're watching the Clippers play, two or three of them are actually on the floor at the same time to end games. That's an imbalance.
Two things. Number one, you should probably tell the people at Countdown about that right now. They can work up that graphic. It's taking a long time. And number two, do you ever wonder why Reg stops the music sometimes? Like, sometimes I try to get in Reg's head. I'm like, why is he playing a beat right now? And I don't know what he's doing. It's one thing if you say hit the brakes or whatnot.
He's listening.
But some, nah, he ain't listening. I always wonder that. Well, Mr. Rose, on a special weekend edition, I don't want to go too into the NBA playoffs because by the time you listen to this, the playoffs might be going. But let's talk a little bit about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers decided that he wasn't happy with the Packers, and he is on vacation. And that is one form of getting it done. Aaron Rodgers is getting it done. This segment is brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, backed by 24/7 support and access to product experts. Call us or click on Grainger.com/Jacoby or just stop by one of the many Grainger locations. Matt LaFleur is hopeful to see Aaron Rodgers at mandatory minicamp on Tuesday. I got news for you, Matt LaFleur. He ain't going to be there. It's like the Magic Johnson.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
Matt LaFleur, I know you're hopeful that he's going to be there, but he didn't tell five NFL reporters that he's never coming back to be like, you know what, my bad. I just went through a little something. I really cleared my head in Hawaii with Miles Teller, and now I'm going to show up on Tuesday.
And ready to go. And Magic's my idol. Just interviewed him on Renaissance Man. Check it out. New York Post every Thursday. How about this? Magic is my guy, my hero. But you brought up that meme. That didn't age well. They only won a championship that year.
Well, there was other reasons off the court why he went.
I'm just saying, they won a championship that year.
He had non-basketball reasons why he said that.
Yeah, for sure. Nothing to do with the game of basketball. For sure, absolutely. But for Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur, no, he won't be at training camp, Matt. He won't be at whatever thing that's happening on Monday or Tuesday. He won't even be in Green Bay. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be like, hey, we saw Aaron Rodgers at the gas station. No. We saw him at the supermarket. No. Once I start giving you my money back, I'm not in Wisconsin.
I'm spending that money on my freedom.
Correct. Exactly. Like, yeah, I am not in Wisconsin anymore.
Well, that's going to start getting really interesting.
Well, it ain't got to get too interesting. Blank check it. Patrick Mahomes getting his bread. Everybody else getting their money. Jared Goff getting his money. Kirk Cousins getting his bread. Jimmy Garoppolo getting his money. Why Aaron Rodgers can't get his money?
I don't know what the other side of the argument is. If I'm the Packers, like, what is the other side of the argument? Like, well, he's on contract for $20-something million. Yeah, but it's not guaranteed. Give him his guaranteed money. It's not that complicated. I hope to see him on Tuesday. Like, no, I guarantee he won't be there on Tuesday.
But he's a coach. He like, I'm Bennett and I ain't in it. You know what I'm saying? That's between him. That's the organization.
Yeah, I don't write the check.
Like, that ain't got nothing to do with that. I hope he's here. If he's not here, I'm gonna coach Love.
Well, we'll see how that goes. Before we move on, there are two things I want to mention. First, The Ultimate Fighter is back, the reality show that brings top MMA prospects together under one roof to compete for a UFC contract is on ESPN Plus. Featherweight champ Alexander Volkanovski and Brian Ortega coach men's bantamweights and middleweights who have put their lives on hold for the chance to pursue their UFC dreams. Stream new episodes every Tuesday only on ESPN Plus. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com/UFC. And when you're done listening to Jalen Jacoby, check out the Hoot Collective with Brian Windhorst. I'm sure Wendy is going to have a lot to say after LeBron and the Lakers were bounced from the playoffs. You can follow the Hoop Collective wherever you listen to podcasts. Jalen, very quickly, and again, game one will have happened on Sunday, but you probably listened to this before the game one. Hawks Sixers.
Yep.
Seems like you're leaning Hawks.
I am, because I haven't seen Joel Embiid get healthy. And torn meniscus doesn't mean go bet on the Sixers. It don't mean that.
No.
So anybody that heard that, if you did that, then you just love Embiid or you just want to give away your money. Because they're not winning the East. And that means he needs to be at full strength for them to beat the Hawks. Because their strength, besides Trae Young and that backcourt of Bogdanovich up front, can neutralize what Philly's trying to do, in particular if he's hobbled. Like Clint Capella, a big fella. He's going to give me the points. He's going to give me the putbacks. He's going to get me the blocks, rim protection, and the height. Collins, lob threat, friend of the show, making corner threes now. DeAndre Hunter making threes, playing D,
good.
He's tall enough, playing one.
Someone short on him, he just rises up and hits.
That's what I'm saying. And then Gallinari is not known for his defense, but he's a big guy.
And he just doesn't move.
Yeah. He reminds me of you.
Yeah.
Like, that's you out there.
I was watching Marc Gasol and I was like, I think I got Marc Gasol's game. Said I can't shoot. But just like his speed, his athleticism. Like Marc Gasol getting a switch. I'm just like, oh, Mark. He just puts his belly out.
Shame what happened to Mark.
He got this move where he just puts his hands up and then bumps people with his belly. Good for Marc Gasol. But man, I'm excited for that series. To me, that's a seven games. That's a seven games to me. I think Joel Embiid will play.
If Embiid is healthy, Sixers in six.
What if he comes back in game three?
If Embiid misses at least two games, Hawks in six. That's how important it is to me for him to be healthy.
I think they can split for one and two, and then Embiid comes back for game three, and I think that makes it an interesting series depending on his health. But let me tell you something about Joel Embiid. He's not healthy often, but when he's healthy, he's not exactly like a great finisher in the playoffs.
Well, Jacoby, here's what happens. When you can't play in games and you have a torn meniscus, so I'm going to dig deeper into this betting thing. This is why I don't bet, right? Here's what I also know. If you have a torn meniscus, you know what you ain't doing? Practicing.
Not on the treadmill either.
And you know what happens when you're not practicing or playing in games? Your conditioning isn't there. And if you look back at the history of Joel Embiid, you could pick a lot of footage of him holding his shorts.
In the fourth quarter of playoff games, right? Specifically.
Okay. And it doesn't take away the fact that he's a great player, and I feel like he's the most physically dominant big in the league. But the torn meniscus, it's one thing to be doing a dream shake and shooting the three. You know what else is a different thing to be doing the torn meniscus? Sliding, playing defense in a pick and roll.
Mm-hmm.
That's
good point.
I saw AD
last night. Mm-hmm. He was okay on offense.
Yeah, you see what happened. I'm trying to tell you.
He tried to slide. He wasn't sliding.
AD looked good in warm up, so he was dunking and running in the layup line.
But they switched on pick and roll.
As soon as you got to get into a defensive stand and slide, oh man, there it is. That's why I never play D. That's why I can still walk. That's why I still got my knees. I got my hips. I got great feet. You know what I'm saying? I got ugly toes was my sacrifice. But, you know, you got to make life physical decisions.
Your gait doesn't look like it used to, though. And if you want to see Jalen Rose run, we're crossing the street and the light turns red. And we got to run. We got to jog. Jalen's like 2 yards behind me.
I look like a tall Spike Lee when I run.
When we have a guest, we always do the TV segment, and then we have podcast-exclusive content. So coming up right now for your weekend listening pleasure, we have the full Chris Bosch interview. We always say we get the people they want. Part of that is doing podcast-exclusive content with our guests. Today we have Hall of Famer Chris Bosch. And Chris,
yeah,
I want to give
do.
You some credit for something that has nothing to do with your basketball career. You were early into athletes creating online content. When you had that YouTube channel with the characters, like you were a decade before everybody else. A decade. Now every athlete has a podcast, but take me back to that process, why you did it, and once it blew up, sort of what you want to do with it.
Man, that's an interesting question, man. I haven't gotten that one in a while. To be honest, you know, Jalen knows how I was back in Toronto, but pre-Drake Toronto, we were still trying to get the attention out there, you know, and we were working hard. And one time, it was this particular time, we were, the All-Star Ballot came out, and it was KG's first year in Boston. So, you know, they still had the forwards and centers and guards back then. So it was Bron and then KG. They have like 2 million, then 1.5 million, and then it's me down there with like 600,000 or something like that. And so I was like, man, I gotta do something to at least get more votes, you know? I mean, let me just try something. And man, the internet is crazy. Yeah, it'll get to people. I didn't, you know, the next day it was on SportsCenter and everybody was talking about it. I didn't think it was gonna do all that stuff, but I just put it together, man. I wanted to have some fun. I wanted to kind of show character and all that stuff. We shot the video, we edited it, we put it together, and we put it online, and it exceeded my expectations. I didn't think that it would be that. I didn't think it would blow up that big, to be honest with you.
Extremely creative. He's always been, Jacoby. But I want to ask you about the Sixers and the number one seeded team in the East. Joel Embiid didn't play in their most recent playoff game. Are they going to win the East this year?
If Joel is healthy, yeah, but I mean, knees in the playoffs, I mean, we're seeing all these injuries like at the wrong moment. As we're seeing AD go down, you know, even Donovan Mitchell not being able to play game one because of his situation, you know, KCP with his quad, CP with his shoulder or whatever it is. It's just like, man, I mean, you know, you got to be 100% to get out of the East. And if I'm looking at other teams, if I'm comparing them to Milwaukee and the Nets, I really can't see if either one of those teams get out healthy. I can't see the Sixers being successful in the Eastern Conference Finals or even the next round without the big fella.
When you ended your NBA career, you still had a lot more in the tank, and obviously it ended for health reasons. Do you watch these playoffs and think, man, I could contribute. I could play for 15 minutes a game and contribute to one of these teams.
Nah, man, I'm done. A lot of people ask me, like, yo, do you still play? No, I haven't played in years. I definitely haven't ran up and down my court. You know, pretty much when Juwan Howard was still coaching with the Heat, before he got the job at Michigan, I asked him to work me out, and we work out and get back on the court and just kind of get back to get in shape, you know. And that was my man, and we had that connection. And then after he left, I was like, all right, cool, let me just get on this treadmill, this bike. I haven't shot a basketball since, unless I'm with my kids. But you know, yeah, sure, back in the day, yeah, I mean, I think about it like if I was in shape. But I realize it takes so much just to be able to play the game at that level. And I've done it all. I have no more stones to turn over, man.
Hey, CB, we celebrate power couples on this program. And I love and appreciate you and your lovely wife and the family that you guys have established. David Jacoby as well, with his lovely wife and their kids. But in the mornings, we always hear Jacoby and his wife having to corral the kids. So as a professional, can you give Jacoby some advice on what he should be doing with multiple kids as he tries to parent and be a professional?
The best piece of advice I could give you. So like every Saturday or every other Saturday, my wife, myself, and the kids, we just get in the car and just go somewhere. We go to a park, we just go ride, we'll go get some ice cream. You gotta start the car, gotta get it ready. You know what I mean? You wanna file them in one by one, you wanna have assigned seats. Trust me. And then you want to make sure, what else? You want to make sure you get a bag, you know, wipes, you know, stuff like that. Little snacks, you know, snacks, something.
Never leave the house without snacks, dog.
You know what I mean? And
I'll leave the house without my phone before I leave the house without snacks.
And we've got it to the point now where each kid has a bag. So, hey, water bottle, snacks. All right. I got the wipes. All right. Twins first. Get in there. All right, cool. Let's go.
Oh, I didn't know you had twins. I got twins too. Man, it's a whole different level. My twins we're out the woods. How old are your twins?
Five.
Oh, and my twins are five too. Yeah, I have two girls that are five. But remember, just think back 4 years ago when they were like 8 months and there was two of them and we got an older one. You've got an older one too. I've got an 8-year-old and 2 5. Sounds like you have a similar situation. Just tell me about that 8-month period when you had three kids, maybe all three in diapers, and you're just at war with two newborns and like a toddler.
Oh, yeah. We have four under four for about for a while.
I don't remember 18 months of my life. I do not remember 18 months of my life.
You know what? It was actually not that bad at the little bitty stage. It's not that bad. It's when they start walking around and screaming and stuff, man. That's when, you know, and then they start getting opinions and they, you know, they putting in stuff. You know, my kids will be 3 years old. They pop, yo, tonight, SpaghettiOs, man. You know, it's like, golly, man. Got requests.
You can never get a consensus.
Yeah,
impossible to get a consensus.
Man, I don't hear
oh,
this.
It's movie night. Like, no, I don't want to watch that. No, I don't want to watch that. I'm just like, y'all, I'm picking a movie. All right.
We start We do movie night. And I say, hey, guys. Yo, I'm picking the movie because we'll just be flipping. They do it to get out of bedtime, too. They just want to extend their bedtime. So we have spent an hour looking for a movie. And it's like, no. I'm like, okay, well, I give them a time limit. I say, well, you got 5 minutes or I'll pick it. They know it then. They know what they want to watch.
Our strategy is you get one veto. Each kid gets one veto. And once you spend your veto, you're out the game.
That's a good one.
CB, what about the Mavs? I love Luka. I see him shooting down the Los Angeles Clippers. They're on the brink of elimination. Are you surprised he's gotten this good this fast? And can your hometown squad win this series?
I was surprised that he wasn't the first pick, or at least the top or the second pick that year. Because, you know, knowing what we know about basketball, if there's a guy that's the EuroLeague MVP, at like what, he was 18 years old. I was assuming like, oh yeah, somebody's gonna pick him up because he can obviously play. I think I only saw him like play once or twice. I mean, hey, good for the Mavericks, right? They did a good job. I mean, he's been incredible, man. I mean, I want to see him in person. I haven't seen him in person, but just his size, I've never seen someone be able, you know, really since Paul Pierce, to be able to use that slow game and just get it off, and his consistency and his teamwork, getting guys open. I mean, yeah, they can't pull it off. I mean, that was a big win last night. Now, you know, the pressure is right back there on the Clippers. And you know what, winning three road games in a series, woo, that's tough. But, you know, we'll see what they're made of. I mean, you know, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, it just seems like you put on that Clippers jersey, you're going to be tested with very stressful situations right off the bat. So, you know, we'll see what happens with it.
One thing I definitely want to hit on is we were on our conference call this morning, and Jalen brought up the point that Ray Allen gets all the credit for that shot, but you don't get nearly enough credit for the rebound and the kick out. Like, someone had to secure the rebound and then find Ray Allen so he could make the shot. I mean, I know you're going to be political about this answer, but do you ever feel
IQ,
like
though,
you don't get enough props for your role in that legendary play?
I mean, you know, it's I just made the play. I'm glad he made it, man. You know, you can't control those things. You know, me and Ray talk about it all the time. You know, he was saying, like, man, people will probably start remembering eventually, like, that won the series. We still had overtime after that and a whole other game after that.
And game seven, yep.
Yeah, but I was just making plays, man. It was a very difficult and tough series, and sure, there has to be a rebound and an assist, but you know, it was just in the moment. It happened, and I'm glad it happened because, you know, after that instance, I knew we had to win, but me being a student of the game and watching the game for as long as I did, that stuff never happens. And for us to get out of that situation, I mean, it was everything at the time. So I was just kind of like, okay, we can't blow it. But as far as notoriety, I mean, hey man, it's all good. It's right there set in stone. It's all I wanted was big plays in the finals, you know, and I got that. The lesson for me was, it doesn't always have to be on offense. It can be on defense. It can be passing to your teammate. It could be a hustle play. It could be just making a play, you know, that secures a championship.
And when your highlights are run on and off the floor as a champion and as a Hall of Famer, that play will be extremely notable. We definitely appreciate you joining the show, my brother. Welcome to the worldwide leader. Looking forward to seeing you during the playoffs.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you.
Want to thank Chris Bosch for coming on. We'll be back on Monday. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
All I know is I looked at some rankings on Apple. Jalen and Jacoby, top 25 in the United States.
Good for us.
Appreciate the support. We're not done. We're not done. We are not done. Got to give the people.